Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Let's Talk About It, y'all. You are listening to the 1,164th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. And we are sitting at the table. I got all my girls today. It's all three of us. The package is here. I'm supposed to say, hey, lady. Oh.
Yeah. Hey.
There you go. There you go. There you go. They, like, mm-hmm. You know, hey, ladies. Yeah, I got some I'm sorry. You know, it feels it's like we just came out of the box with a New Year thing. It's like new day, new army, new life. Do over it. Do it again.
Yeah.
Welcome to the table. This is Let's Talk About It. I'm Adrienne Michelle. Who is Michelle? God. Adrienne, misunderstanding Ellen. I'm trying to tell you, listen. My right, I got Janice, Mima Hudson. Left, Pastor, Colleen, Toy, Chappie, Daly.
Hey,
we're going to talk about it. We would love for you to join us. 319-527-6091. And if that one doesn't work, 323-870-4174. And then if you press 1, it signals the board. They let us know. We'll bring you on. You hear a beep, and then that's when you speak. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
I like it. We definitely encourage you to call tonight because guess what? You really don't have anything else to do. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean it like that, but I meant it just like that. Ain't that funny? I don't know about too many people, but when you know that God loves you enough to just stop the whole entire world for us to get life right, I believe that we all need to sit at the table. How about that?
Well,
we ain't going water coolers. We going to the kitchens. We in bedrooms and bathrooms right now. You might even be 6 feet apart. Everybody
see,
in a room call.
I like how you said we going to the kitchen. So see, it's the difference between conversation at the water cooler and conversation that takes place around the kitchen table. It's two different, totally different types of conversations. So I like, come on, y'all, let's go to the kitchen. Get you a cup of coffee or soda.
We're about to make to stir some stuff up anyway. We're about to stir some stuff.
It's done.
Y'all, you do.
Listen, right? Everything, the whole thing, just split him down the middle, give him all, lay him out. That's what they did to him. I'm so glad that they did it. Because if they hadn't did what they did to Jesus, I wouldn't even be sitting here standing the way that I do, talking to you about the love that I have and the love that I know he has for me.
Amen.
Easter is my, you know what I mean? Easter, resurrection, whatever you want to say. Oh, for anybody that's out there that has a problem with Easter, let me explain. I was a kid that grew up with the bunny, all right? Now, the bunny had nothing to do with Easter, but the bunny laid that egg. So because of the egg, it symbolizes the new life. So all of the people that were just like, they bought eggs and it don't make sense. It does make sense. And if you teach it with sense, It grows with sense. And then when they get adults and then they have to read it and see it for themselves, then it all really makes sense. I didn't learn that until after the fact, but I'm, you know what I mean? I'm looking back at it now. I'm like, wow. And they got the experience.
Because I've always taught the history behind Easter to my children and my grandchildren and let them know exactly what Easter is versus what Resurrection Sunday is. Or obviously the observance of the fact that he rose from the dead, because everybody gets caught up on if he rose on Saturday or if he rose on Sunday. So let me put an end to that argument. So for everybody who are Sunday worshipers. You worship the first day of the month. You follow the regular calendar as we follow it today. Our day goes from midnight to midnight, or from midnight to 11:59. You know, we count the day from sunrise to sunset. Then we say it's the evening time. That's how we count our days. So according to that, if he got up before the sun got up, then that would mean he got up on a Saturday, and your argument is now null, so you should be quiet. And for those of you who are Sabbath keepers, who follow what God called the day, evening, and the evening, and then the daytime was the day, or the night, and then the day, and that was the first day, your day ends at sunset. So if your day ends at sunset and the new day starts, and he got up before the sun rose but after the sun set, then according to your calendar, he got up on a Sunday. In your argument, is null and void. What I'm trying to get you to understand is what day he got up is of no importance. All that is of importance is the fact that he got up. I'm sorry, go ahead, ladies. I just had to throw that public service announcement out there for everybody.
All we needed was a shot that bell. He got up. Oh, I'm sorry.
God raised him up.
Yeah, like it was just, but people have to understand something. Wait, did I give him the number? I did give him the number. Do us a favor though. One of you ladies. It's funny because the devil is not going to sit down right now. I'm not going to lie to you. He's not going to sit. He's pacing. He could be throwing things. He's going to kick and scream and holler before this is over. So I'm letting you know, if you're on here now, you better get ready to be like, not now. Because remember, we have the kingdom authority to tell Satan that it is happening not right this second.
You can come back later,
but not right now. Mm-hmm. And when you start doing that, he understands that then you are starting to learn your own power. You're learning your own strength.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
So,
yeah.
Like, when y'all go through, but everybody that's out here listening, and I mean, be prepared. Dogs barking. I tell you all the time, dogs barking, things falling off of walls. Listen, I have heard a lot of things that happen right around this time because they're about to listen or they're about to call in and stuff like that. So I figure, oh, well, okay. Well, you know what? Since the enemy is out here like this to the point where they got us all the way stuck on silly, we can't even come outside. We scared to breathe. You know what I mean? We scared to breathe. But I don't know, you know. But telling mine right now. Child, we done went through the holiday and everything. He is all the way running amok. You understand what I'm saying? But, hey, come on. Are you kidding me? I don't run with the devil.
But if I ran with the devil,
listen, right now, if you got anything to do with God, see, I look at it like we on the team. So that means right now, we might even be down a point. Ain't no way we supposed to be down a point. We win this thing anyway. How you sitting there not playing? Put me in, coach.
No, not at all.
I'm just saying.
Not at all.
I'm just saying. Talk about churches empty.
Oh, Jesus, you have no clue as to why the words "put me in, coach" are so funny to me, but I feel that so heartedly. Put me in, coach.
I'm said.
And for those who didn't hear her, the last statement she sort of faded off on is they talking about the churches empty. Because yesterday, it's Resurrection Sunday, and we bless God that the tomb was empty. The tomb is empty.
Amen.
However, everyone was referring to the fact that the church was empty, and I need y'all to know that was irking my
soul.
That
was crazy to me. I couldn't. I was like, why? Oh my God. Like, this is a redirected moment right here. Like, this is where we are right now. And this is why we're not in the building. It's time for the people that are in that building to speak up, talk about what God is really saying. Stop conforming to the mess that's going on. Stop allowing this mess to happen. Stand up, take the rainbow back, act like you know.
Act like you know, people.
Because he likes the egg. I mean, this morning proved it. I'm sorry. I woke up this morning. I said, no, you know. If you follow me, you've been watching the sky with me because I've been watching the sky. I've been watching the dark and then the dark fight the light. But like light always has been prevailing, right? Like the lightning, light is still there. But then Friday morning, which would have been Good Friday, which would have meant that, no, not Friday morning, Saturday morning, the day that he was in the tomb. However, people talking about, like you said, the best part about knowing it is that he got up. And you do know he don't get and he don't get all of that power that you think that he might have until he actually does.
And that,
so you do understand
I'm
if
saying.
You stop the story. Look, if you stop the story before the fact that he got up and you leave him in the grave, then you have to understand that that must be a trick of the enemy, right?
We get caught up on the wrong stuff. Like the argument on what day did he die? Oh, I'm not going to this because he didn't or I'm going to this because he did or I'm not going to this because he. It don't matter what day he died. We know that he died on Passover. Whatever time on whatever day Passover fell on that year of his 33rd birthday, we know that's the day he laid his life down. He was sacrificed before the priest could go into the temple to sacrifice the Passover lamb. The true Passover lamb was crucified and laid his life down and was sacrificed for the sins of the world. So much so that when he died, the word of God says that the veil in the temple tore from the top to the bottom, and it scared the folks so much that they couldn't even make sacrifice that day. So what I'm trying to get you to understand is what's important is not what day he died, but the fact that he died. What's important is not what day he rose, but the fact that just like he said, 3 days and three nights after his death, he bust hell, death, in the grave wide open, and he got up. That's all that's important. We caught up. He did this. He did that. We focus on the wrong thing. The church is empty. No, honey, the building is empty. The church is always full. You better read your scripture and find out what the church is. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Adrian. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. You tell the truth, Pastor. That's all right. That's what
I'm just saying.
You had to get don't just say it.
When Jesus said to Peter, upon this rock I build my church, and the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it, he was not talking about a building.
Yes, Lord.
He was talking about the people, the body of Christ. We make up the church.
Yes,
because whether
do.
You want to admit it or not, pastors, bishops, reverends, evangelists, Sunday school teachers, deacons, mothers, prayer warriors, the gates of hell come against y'all's buildings just about every time you open the door.
Amen.
Every time we walk in with our nonsense, our judgment, our fixed ideas on what we think God can or cannot do based on the proverbial box we got him in, we walk in hell in there.
Amen.
But that's another conversation for another time.
Amen.
But we can also say that even within this 30 days that we have been in, because, you know, today is the 30th day anniversary. We've officially been on lockdown for 30 days. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, supposedly.
So this is as they call this, the new normal. It's a shame that people really, really, really need to be taken away from stuff. In order, you know, like we always say, well, you don't really meet God until you hit rock bottom. you know what I mean? Like, you have to go through a situation. Mm-hmm. Like, you need your test to have a testimony. You know what I mean? Like, it's just that simple. You don't know really who God is unless you see who God is. You know what I mean? Like, and he will show up. So if you don't know him yet, keep watching. Now is more of a time where we already knew that we were looking for a harvest. We already started this year in anticipation. We were already there. So at the end of the day, if you go back to the beginning of our year, we were already telling the devil to sit down. Have a seat. Yeah. We're going to change this. And guess what? We were. And because of the fact that we were, I believe that we should be able to at least work on getting back to where we were and not continue to talk about how much we're going to die in 2 weeks. Now, you hear them all talking a different story this week because the thing done changed now. All the numbers ain't so miraculously now people are no longer dying. Like I said the other day, one thing for sure, two things for certain, you can play all day, but when you start to play with what God says, it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when you have the mayor or governor, whoever he was, of New Jersey, to do all of this fly stuff and say, oh, they're so great, they're this, they're that, just because they got the stick, right? No disrespect. I mean, I'm being all the way real on this. This is Adrian, Misunderstandings Island. No, nobody else's opinion but mine. But when I sat there and I listened to the entire, like, thing that they did for New Jersey and put them on this big old, you know, they're great and they're doing all this and, you know, they're still sick and everything else. New Jersey is the new something power or something. No, 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 sit down.
No.
New Jersey is not in the Bible. Be quiet.
You're not.
Philadelphia is in the Bible.
Yes, it
so
is.
So don't try to take the, because they were telling us, remember, they were saying Philly was the hot spot. We were the ones getting sick. Excuse me. No, I don't really know nobody that's getting sick. Not, excuse me. I'm sorry. Yeah. Remember, we were talking about real people. We still waiting on one of those real people. Hit one and call in. You know what I mean? Philadelphia. Because at the end of the day, like I said, when they did all that New Jersey stuff, I was just sitting there. And I'm thinking, wow, ain't nobody going to say anything about this man giving all his kudos to New Jersey. They're trying to take us so far away from God's word. And that means that when you know your enemy is trying to alleviate, like, you know what I mean, deter you and go the other way, because we already know that anything we see can't really be real. Now, all of a sudden, like, you know what I'm saying? What we see is not the real. We already know that it's not the real. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to just show us the real? You're going to tell us the real? But you know what I mean?
No.
I've been waiting to sit at the table.
What?
Because you know what else they did? You know what else is, like, really, really got me? How, one, do you deem what is non-essential in my life? I'm sorry.
And see, on both aspects of that, I just had conversations, but I want to do the one where you said, how does someone else deem what is considered essential and non-essential for my life? Because when people are making these decisions, we are making these decisions based off of wide spectrums of what they consider their norm.
That's what I'm talking about.
What people don't understand is your norm may not be
nothing like our norm.
Nothing like our norm. That's right.
May not be somebody else's norm. So when we go, like, what is essential? It's really sad in the way that they're doing it or the way that they're setting it up. And not just even what is essential, but also if you look at how they're doing the school children this year. So the children are now going to be homeschooled. By who?
Mm-hmm.
Their parents or whoever's at home with them that's considered non-essential.
All right.
The problem is...
Well, their teachers are too.
The problem is that non-essential child, I mean, that non-essential worker may not know the new math.
Which is a blessing. That's what I'm saying. Which is an opportunity for everybody to learn something. It's
like,
an opportunity for everyone to learn something.
It's an opportunity, but in our doing of it, in our handling of it, we're not thinking things all the way through.
And that's so, we're not.
Now parents are trying to teach their children.
But they should have already been trying to. That's the point.
I'm not talking about parents are trying to teach their children the things that parents should naturally teach their children.
No, I'm talking about homework and stuff like that.
I'm talking about parents are now trying to teach their children. See, homework is different because by the time you come home with homework, someone should have shown you how to do
what it is you're supposed to do.
And by the time you get home, that homework is to reinforce, to make sure that you comprehend it and remember what was already taught to you in school. So it's a little easier for mommy, daddy, auntie, uncle, grandmom, grandpa, sister, whoever, to help you out with it. Y'all can sort of work together and try to figure it out. But now, the person that's looking at it and trying to teach it based off of an instruction that they may or may not be getting over a video, and they're sitting there just stuck. Or you have that child who was receiving special services who they have decided are non-essential. And the parent was struggling to get the child to do just normal day-to-day activities, not because there's something wrong with the parent, not because there's something wrong with the child, but because of the child's diagnosis and all of their stuff has been stripped because they're considered non-essential.
Yeah.
The blessing of it
is what I'm talking
about. I hear all of the things that are happening, but these are all things that should be happening. So it's a blessing because the people that don't know, they should be learning. You understand? Like I'm even reading different books and stuff like that, just because the whole entire place. Like, think about the fact that we're incubated right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna clear the air out. Listen, they're gonna clear the air. They're gonna clear everything. We're incubated. If we're learning, the parents are now teaching the children, right? So now you've instilled discipline because obviously you have to finally get them somewhere so that they can sit down and actually do their class, right? Because they didn't stop programming. You know what I mean? Like I didn't think that they did.
I don't mean to cut you off.
The teachers I know, they be on it with the kids on the thing, on that computer thing.
But what about the parents that don't know? What about the ones that don't know? You know, it's basically like bringing them back. You know,
they don't know what.
I got the opportunity to learn it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's basically like going back to basics. You have to start at step one. When you're starting at step one again, for a lot of parents that don't know, let's say you have some parents that the grandparents were teaching the children. Then you got children that parents not even there in their lives, you know. So either the grandparent or your neighbor or somebody else is in these kids' life. Or I'm gonna use myself for example. I am a two parent working home with five children. You understand what I'm saying? So where did that leave me and my husband at to teaching these five children or trying to teach these five children?
And y'all are both considered essential workers.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. Or not just even that, because now in the midst of it, you have to have internet access to do that. What about those children who are at home who don't have internet?
I thought they made it a way so that it was possible to do that.
Well,
I think that's
what
they're doing.
That's what they said. However, with them being in the process of doing it, the mandate that came down was any child who did not participate and do the work on the computer, they're not saying that they have to. But if your child does not do the work on the computer, your child is going to be held down a year. What if my child can't do the work because my child did not get have internet service and y'all didn't get it set up in such a way as of yet that the house could get internet service?
So that way they just have to repeat the year because you can't not go through the year. You can't learn, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you didn't learn it in the house, then you have to do it next year because you can't get the credit for it.
The overall thing of what I'm saying is in the midst of all of it, we are not taking the time to think everything through. There are some decisions that we do not have time to think through. I understand that. We are in the midst of a pandemic. Some things we do have to rush on. Other things, come on, y'all. We should be thinking some stuff through just a little bit better than what we're doing. Because we're putting people in situations where they have to make decisions based off of the information that they're getting, and the decisions that they have to make may not be the safest or the best decisions for them or their family or their community.
Yeah, and guess what? What about the children with the behavioral problems or the learning disabilities? You know, and, you know, you don't have everything just was like, boom. We were just bombarded. You know, and then that we were bombarded, you know, we had to set things in place, you know. So here we is, we've been here for a whole month, and we're just getting tablets and things for the children. So we have this week to have them set up and have like a school set up for a school setting for our children, you know. But where did that leave the children with the behavioral problem?
Or for me, the funniest part was
the children with the behavior. But see, that's you're at home though. Those kids are still at home.
Yeah,
they're just not getting
a
break.
They're still at home. You're right, misunderstood.
They're not getting a break no more.
They're
but
still at home. It's not that they're not getting a break, but these are children that have behavioral problems whether they're at home or in school.
That's what I'm saying. You asked about the behavior problems. That's what I said. They're the same, but they're the same kids. Like, they're just in the house, or, you know what I mean, if you have somewhere to take them, like, right now, because of the fact that they don't even want the people together, it's not like, you got me? Maybe when it gets
I'm talking about
later.
These children that have therapy, that needs therapy, that goes to...
Right, we're talking about people who have services in place. Their services are no longer in place. We're talking about situations where family members and parents
have
already...
People that have plans should not be affected because your plan still has to be implemented.
What we're trying to say...
It has to be done differently.
What we're trying to say is they have been affected. They have been affected.
Well, that's against the law.
They're not considered... essential workers at all.
Right. Not at all.
And
like I said,
depending on how young that child
what
is
essential for our children and for ourselves. Because what they might deem essential may not be just essential, like I said in the very beginning. Because where we're having an issue, the next issue, got me, is the fact that people are in the house. They are together. They are back together. People are back together. Like, so you know how you avoid people and you wake up and you do your routine so that you don't really have to deal with the people that you really live with every day? Like, all that is altered. You know what I mean? Like, all of that is altered. Now you have to fix your relationship. You can no longer run to the club. You can't go to your girlfriend's house. You have to go in there and speak that out. You need to go in there and talk it out anyway, but now you have no option but to. If you're still sitting stubborn somewhere on the sides and on the side, then maybe we still sitting for 30 more days. But if everybody is taking the initiative to just say, okay, you know what I mean? Dang, maybe I should call that lady. I'm just saying because I see it as a beautiful opportunity because the world was so bad. Everyone was saying that there was no way that it would ever be different. There was no way it would ever change. But just like me, I said, it was real, real fast. It was snatched real quick. You know? So because it was snatched mm-hmm. real quick, that's like waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning and they talking about your house is on fire. What mm-hmm. you going to grab? That's exactly where you are. But that's where we need to be. We live in mm-hmm. 2020.
And you know,
tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth on everything else. But when it comes down to us dealing, you know what I mean? Like dealing with each other. There's one lady that lives on a block that don't really have kids. Got me? She's probably mm-hmm. a retired school teacher or something like that. But that would mean that you'd have to talk to the other people that you live on the block with. You understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, I understand what's going on. But look at the fact that we could bring a neighborhood back together because Miss Wiley down the street is the babysitter. You understand? Yeah. So through all of this pandemic, mm-hmm. let's say we come back out like a whole new world. People caring about
we
each other
the neighbor,
because I know everybody that used to think that them people look everybody that thought
so
that the guy
back,
that was hanging on the cart, you know, the guy that rides the carts in the parking lot,
mm-hmm.
you know him, the one that people don't pay attention to, the kids
mm-hmm.
at the grocery store, you know, the ones that's working, them kids.
Wait a minute, mm-hmm. Adrian,
they get all
Adrian,
the kudos in the world now, right?
Adrian, wait a minute, I'm
yeah.
sorry. I have to cut you off for a second because we have two callers on the line and we want to let those out there listening know if
oh,
you would
yeah.
like to join into the conversation, you can call 319-527-6091. Again, 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174. Can we bring our first caller on, please? Caller, you're live on. Let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello, caller. Hello?
Hello?
Caller, are you... Hello?
Go ahead, talk.
Hi, Pastor Coy.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. How Miss Janice? How Miss Adrian?
Hi, Michelle. Hello.
Fine. Michelle. Yo, I'm so enjoying this show right now. I got on probably like 10 after 9, but... Y'all like right on point with everything because I have 6 living children, all of them, and all of them are, well, 5 of them live in a home with me, but one, you know, is she 19, she out on her own, but the 3 younger ones, like I have to home, you know, I have to help them, like now, like I understand where Pastor Toy was coming from, where she's saying, like everybody's routine and stuff is rearranged, like I have to adapt to this. First, it was me getting up, walking them to the bus. Now I got to adapt to homeschooling, which they dealing with a mom who didn't graduate. So some of, you know, not saying that I might not know the work, but this is like this was, you know, just thrown on us, you know, so sudden. Like they
but
only
you
giving
use
us
it
a
as
week
a,
to get
a learning
giving us a week. Yeah, they giving us a week to get everything together. You know, like she was saying, what if people don't have internet? I have internet essentials. That's the cheapest internet. Now I gotta call and ask for more internet or more speed because you got all these computers and stuff being hooked up. So, you know, they wasn't
the
really.
Did they give you an answer
about,
for that? Like, I would call
say
the
that
school
again?
Because it is the school. It is the school district's obligation to make sure
now,
that those children are getting. So,
yeah.
I would call the school and find out because they might have a stipend or, you know what I mean? To pay
yeah.
for whatever
now,
it is.
I do
that you
know,
have to
like,
get.
First customers with Xfinity, like if you never had internet essentials before and you're a first time person, they giving it to you for 60 days for free. But, you know, like I said, I'm really loving the show.
Or we say that the whole thing is free because right now everything is free because this is a pandemic.
Yeah.
So, really, you need to call, tell them you need your internet because your children need to go to school.
No, I have internet.
Look,
my point I'm trying to make is I have all these kids that got to be on one. And this is not Verizon. It's not a high-speed internet.
Exactly.
And you know
need like four more computers.
I understand exactly what it is that you're saying. And here goes the other aspect of it that I didn't even look at. You have more than one or two children in your house. They're all in different grade levels. And you have to try to teach all of them at once during the hours
that's where
that
I was
assigned
trying to, get it.
To be going to that computer.
Yes.
And it is
getting
a lot.
Everybody
but
up.
I do want to... I do want to repeat something that you just said, and I don't mean to rush you off, Michelle. You know I love you, but we have another caller on, and I want to bring that caller on.
Yeah.
But she said that there's something going on with Essentials Plus that if you have never had it before, so that you can contact them. And you said they're giving what, Michelle, the first 60 days?
Days free, yes.
The first 60 days are free, so give them a call and see what they say to you. Also, something else that came out was reach out to your school district.
Yeah,
everyone listen, if you are having.
Because I've been with them for a while, but I will be calling them, asking them, you know, what can y'all do as far as like giving me a B or another box, something. Like, how can I be accommodated? Like, that's a lot.
And ask them what they can
this
do.
This is an omen on the air, right? It's an omen on the air. Ask what you need to do. Don't ask them if they can.
We want to thank you.
Find out, how can I get my child and all my five children? Because I actually need four more computers.
There's a lot more I had to say, but we'll continue this. I mean, I got your numbers. I'm going to give you all a call.
Please stay on with us. I just want to bring on our other caller. We're going to mute your line temporarily just to bring on our other caller, and then we can bring you right back on. Caller, are you there?
I am there, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Sister, how are you?
Praise the Lord.
How are you all doing? I would like to say I am enjoying the show, I'm sorry. And I am happy that the caller who just came on because she is a perfect example on what it is I have to say. Now, while we all can sit and have a discussion about what the solution of this is, the reality of this is that there are many families out here who cannot transition to what's going on, to being at home with their children without any support. The reality is that they don't have any resources. So while there may be something on the news that's saying you have free internet or the school district is responsible to give these kids some type of device to get their work done, they don't have a way to get them. Like she said, she has multiple children. The internet, the bills are going. They are definitely going to keep going because my bills, they want their money.
Yeah.
While they may, while they may offer you a grace period, I'm sure, like me, a lot of people don't want to be stuck with giving no bill people $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 when all this is over. So So we have to keep in mind that when we are giving when we are trying to say what people should do, let's understand their situation. I like what you said, Ms. Understanding, that right now we can get our community together. Everybody's home. The lady down the street watched the kids, but I'm not sure what kind of community you live in. But in my community, everybody minds their own business.
That was the point of what I was trying to say. No, communities really don't, but we should and we can. And if we have the right mindset, because now there is no other thing else for us to do. Everybody's on the same wave. Everybody's on the same page. It's no black, white. It's not rich, poor. You know what I mean? It's nothing of that. It's you. It's you, your neighbor, your friend, your blood. Who is your neighbor? You know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying. No, I live in a neighborhood where I speak to everybody. They look at me like I'm crazy. Why? Because I grew up in a neighborhood where everybody spoke to everybody because we were all people.
people.
And that's not, and that doesn't happen anymore.
It's simple. So, you know, but
so
still,
in reality,
that's what I'm saying. Now we don't even have to deal with it. You don't have to deal with it to deal with other people. You are now in your home setting. So now, even if that was how, let's say that's how I grew up. But now we obviously know that the world is not the way it was that we grew up.
No, no, it's
not. So it's not. But
and it's not
going to
be that
up.
Way just because there's a pandemic. People are, they are set in their mind frame, and it's not going to change just because this is happening. That's not how
and this
works.
Is what I'm trying to explain.
Mental health
professional. That's why you can't stand you don't stand on pandemics. You stand on the word of God.
So everybody doesn't believe in the world.
Allow a pandemic to be exactly what the pandemic is. But as the ones that know, we are grounded in a different type of a way. So we take advantage of the bad situations. You know, I know it's hard, of course. You know,
so let's talk about
it's hard,
that.
But it's hard
are the people really grounded in the word of God?
There are a lot of people. There are a lot of us
you
that are grounded. Yes,
though.
That's why we're having this show today, because there was a lot of messages that went out as if the church was empty. But if you walk around like you thought your building was your church, you know what I mean?
Yeah, wrong.
And the building was empty, so that means you are empty. So maybe there are a lot of people that do. But I'm talking about the ones
but
that will,
know,
because we win this at the end.
You know what?
You understand what I'm saying?
I want to jump in real quick because basically, right, what's funny is y'all two sort of just said the same thing. She said
right.
It in a question form. You said it in a statement form because what she said was the sad part is a lot of people are not grounded in the word of God. And then what started us on the whole topic of this conversation at the very beginning was the fact of how many people got up talking about the fact that the church was empty and how we were saying the building may have been empty, but the church is always full. The building may have been closed, but the church is always open.
Always
and the
full.
Fact that
Amen.
So many people were hyping on or harping on the fact that the sanctuary buildings were closed makes you wonder how many people really are founded in the word of God, because even,
yep.
And it's not to toot our own horn, but we here at Purpose King Network, we've been doing this going on 4 years now. On the internet.
Yeah, you've been,
yeah.
We've been
proof that the church is always open. The church is
always
full. The problem is people focusing on the wrong thing. Even with this coronavirus, everybody, death counting. I want to hear some life counts. Let's give us some recovery numbers, because if as many people got it as y'all say has had it, and as many people has died, what happened to all the other thousands, hundreds of thousands of people y'all said have had it or has it? Give us some recovery numbers.
Amen.
Let's start speaking hope into the situation. Why
yeah.
Why have the death numbers gone down? Now, y'all going to say I'm crazy for saying this and believing this, but this is what I believe in my heart wholeheartedly. The death numbers didn't start going down until the children of God started praying for mercy.
Amen.
And I ain't
Hallelujah.
Talking about the ones who thought
Amen.
The church building was empty.
Hallelujah.
Because the word of God
Hallelujah.
Says the prayers of the righteous
Hallelujah.
Availeth much.
Yeah, God. Yeah, God.
Yeah, God.
And it is,
and I know every
mean,
day, every morning, walking
right.
God's word, we pray for healing. We pray for protection.
Yes.
We
yes.
speak life every day, even though we read in the book of Isaiah in the prophecies of judgment, better look at what's going on.
That's what he said.
But if
but
you know what's going
saying,
on, then you know a little bit better.
True.
That's why I said something
because
about New Jersey, because you know New Jersey is nowhere in the Bible. You might be able to buy some New Jerseys for your Bible, but Philadelphia is in the Bible. You know what I mean?
Listen,
so we're the
we
humble
should not
city.
Be surprised about what they're saying about Jersey, because after
no, I just
all,
was
Jersey
saying it was funny
saying,
that they
look,
did
wait,
it.
Wait, Jersey has a saying called the Jersey Dream. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing. They're selling Jersey Dream.
I was going to say, does it help anyone get to the place where they need to be in order to know that the conversation that we had this evening was because if the church is empty, then that means there is no God. And we are trying to explain to you that God is everywhere, even in a bad situation. Even in a bad situation, you can look at what he's doing. You can look at his magnificent power. Yeah. That's all I was giving us, a different way of looking at being stuck in the house. Because I know you're stuck in the house. It's crazy. But it's like it finds arts and crafts stuff to do. You understand? It's coloring and all that kind of stuff. The things that people don't really, you know, we have gotten so far away from it. Play your game.
Can I throw a suggestion out there?
You got to do the call salvation too when you do it.
Okay, you know how we always say, I will read my Bible more, but my schedule is such. Got some time now.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
I would pray more, but my schedule is such. Well,
right.
Now we got some time.
Well, you know, you invited me to church and everything, but, you know, I got to work on Sundays. Sundays is my big day, you know. I work doubles on Sundays, so, you know, I really am not going to be able to make it. Non-essential. Don't even have it.
It's
the deal.
You're waiting. You're waiting right now. You should be. I feel you where you say that you're not supposed to, but I feel you. How about that? That's what we should be looking at. Did you do the thing that you said you was going to do? Did you do it yet? Because we've been stuck for 30 days. We're waiting on you. You, the one that didn't start yet. You.
Amen.
I'm sorry. Somebody do the
all this pandemic, it did bring a lot of us closer. You know, I understand, you know, with the caller online, you know, I don't know who or why, you know, that your community is so divided or so far apart, you know, but this pandemic situation should even bring people out to even say, how are you doing? Or
exactly.
I'm just glad to see your face.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? I'm going to share
we're
this
on that,
and then I'm going to go
tell
right
her we're
the
on that. I'm
salvation.
On that.
We have been talking a lot about reaching out to your neighbor more, speaking to your neighbor more. But what's funny is for that particular caller, because I know she live up like right there in Montgomery County up near Abington area. And I live down here in the Germantown area. And I'm going to let you know, right this second with that this pandemic going on, everybody is real standoffish from one another. Like, unless you know for a fact that you know that person sneeze is an allergy, or, like, I've been watching it take place. And it's more so, it's crazy because there has not been as many crimes taking place outside, but folks been jacking each other up inside the house.
Yes, they have.
And
because they have to learn how to deal with each other. We got to get past it.
It's crazy because in the midst of all that is going on, we are following the spiritual flow and energy that we're getting from our physical leaders. And that's what we're doing. And because they're putting out fear and promoting more fear, and I'm not talking about the being cautious and the social distancing and wearing the mask, all of that is to help keep you safe. That's not the part I'm talking about. But I'm talking about the fact that we're promoting the death counts, and we're sitting there anticipating death like their name is God, like they have a calendar. Because my thing has been, how can you tell me that there are going to be thousands of more deaths in the next 2 weeks unless you plan on killing thousands of more people.
They changed it today.
And I bless God.
We're not going to die. We're not going to die in 2 weeks no more. The numbers have stopped. All of a sudden.
And we bless God that they did, because, again, they are not God. My prayer is that during this time, God will reveal himself to everyone around the world, that he allows them to see that he is still a living God, sitting on the throne, that he is still the Alpha and the Omega, that he is still the great I Am, that he is still the one who carries us up and lifts us up on the wings of an eagle. He is still the one who never slumbers or sleeps. He is still the one who will never forsake us or leave us. He is still the one who will walk in the fiery furnace with us. He is still the one who will lay in the lion's den with us. He is still the one who will guide us with a pillar of smoke by day and a pillar of fire by night through our wilderness experiences. He is still the one, and he is still the one that loved us so much that he took on the form of man and came down into this sin-sick world. And laid his life down on an old rugged cross just for us.
Yes, he did, Father. I thank you, Jesus.
And as we learned when we did the last seven word service, he didn't do it when man started. This was something he did before he created man.
Yes.
He slayed himself before man was created so that when man fell, he would be in place to lift man back up.
Amen.
That's how come every time you get into the scripture where a prophecy was fulfilled concerning Christ, or a prophecy was fulfilled concerning the children of Israel, or a prophecy was fulfilled concerning one of the seven feast days, it always says, and in the fullness of time. That means it was already done, but time had to catch up with it. Hallelujah,
Amen.
God. And for somebody tonight, it can be your fullness of time.
Yes,
tonight can be the night that your salvation catches up with you.
Amen.
Tonight can be the night that you say, you know what, God, in the midst of all this pandemic, I refuse to rely and live on fear, but I position myself to live and stand in the spirit of power and adoption that I get through Christ Jesus, which I call you Abba Father. You can make that decision tonight. And for somebody who's saying, well, what does that mean? That means I'm not going to believe what the world is saying no more. Starting right this second, God, I'm going to believe what you're saying. And one of the things that you said is that you love this world so much that you gave your only son, that if I believe in him, I will not perish, but I can have everlasting life. And then one of the things his son said to his disciples and to those who believed in him when they was staring at him in amazement at a miracle he did, he was like, why are y'all looking in wonder and amazement? What y'all just saw me do, greater things y'all can do in this.
Amen.
Once the comforter comes. So in other words, what I'm trying to get you to say is tonight can be your night. Then you can sit and declare Psalms 91 and 10 over your house and say that no evil nor sickness shall come into your dwelling place. Not the one God allowed you to reside in to keep your body and your family safe, or the one he placed your spirit in. Because he said power, life, and death is in our tongues. And even in the midst of this, for those of us who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose and goodwill, even this COVID-19 situation is going to work out according for our good, according to his purpose.
Amen.
But you got to believe on him first.
Yes.
And it's not hard to do. You can believe just by simply, you show your belief by simply saying this prayer. You have to ask him into your life. He is not going to force his way in. If y'all have ever noticed, I have never gotten up here and argued with nobody about their beliefs and this, that, and the other. I would love to see all of us make it into the kingdom of glory one day. I would love to see all of us, our perspectives change, and we see things the way that Christ seen them. I would love for all of us to be in this place where we are just walking in the anointing and the power and the Holy Ghost of God. I would love for that to happen, but God has already let me know that that's not going to happen. And because he has already let me know that that is not going to happen, I'm not tripping on you about what you choose to do. He's not forcing himself on you, and I'm not trying to force him on you neither. What I'm trying to say, though, is for that person out there who wants to make the change, you can invite him in tonight. And you invite them in by simply saying these words after me. You say, Father God, I come to you this evening believing on your word. I admit that I've messed up and that I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. So I accept the gift of your son Jesus into my life. I ask him to forgive me of my sins. I ask him tonight to begin to make me new. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you said that prayer out of your mouth and you really believed it in your heart, according to God's word, you are halfway there for salvation. The next thing you need to do is you just tell somebody. He said in his word, if you believe in your heart and confess it out your mouth. So you just tell somebody, hey, I accepted Christ as my Savior. And guess what? I used to say you don't have to wait for the church doors to be open or Bible study or Sunday service and all of that. But guess what? Don't matter if you wait for them because they're closed right now. But what I like is although the building doors are closed, as we said earlier, the church of God is always open. You can just say, you can text somebody. You can tell somebody that might be in the house with you. If you're listening via phone, you can press one and say, hey, I gave my life to Christ. You can send a text out to somebody or stick your head out the door and scream it at the top of your lungs. Soon as you say it out of your mouth, according to God's word, you are saved, and we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Now, Brother Rob is going to come on, and he's going to tell you how you continue to follow us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And once he does that, we will be right back here with you at the table. Brother Rob.
Yes, real quickly, this is a part of the Purpose Kingdom Network. We'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's broadcast, whether you're calling us via phone or listening via Internet. We thank you so much. If you want to email us at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can email us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We're also on LinkedIn and iTunes or anywhere else that you can find podcasts. Just simply type in Purpose Kingdom and hit the follow button, and you will get a notification every time we have out another episode. Also, if you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, just like the last seven words that was mentioned before, you can simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. You can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. If you want to hear the last seven words sermon, you can just type in last seven words there, and you can hear that show. We thank you so much for your support and your listenership. And with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour, where you can hear DTW Ministries hosted by Reverend Aaron Williams. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for DTW Ministries hosted by Reverend Aaron Williams. If you want to get a morning word of inspiration, just follow us on any of our social media pages. You can go also like us on Facebook. And you just type in Purpose Kingdom and follow us, and that way you can follow the links to our morning word of inspiration, which is on anchor.com or Anchor FM, and it's under Purpose Kingdom. Well, God's will, God's blessing. We hope you enjoy the episode, and we hope you continue to tell a friend. With that being said, this is going to be the end of the announcements, and I'm going to turn the ladies back the show back over to the ladies.
Well, we thank you so much, Brother Rob. Ladies, we got like 3 minutes right. Right, we got 3 minutes left on the air. If you're listening, matter of fact, if you're listening, you might want to call in just in case, because you will be cut off at 10 o'clock on the dot. So if you have not called in yet, now's the time to call in. 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174. Before we do the take it back, if Michelle is out there, like, yo, we're on that, like, we'll figure that out. Because I believe that that shouldn't be a hard thing to do. You feel me? Like, and if they are giving you a hard way, then we make the way. Because Jesus is the way, you know? So Jesus is the way. So some things need to get done. But to take it back, I want to take back my little girl and trying to do a dance, because I am not bougie, I'm not ratchet or whatever, and I'm not what's happening. I want to learn this dance. Teaching our little girls that they savages and all that kind of stuff. I love the song, whatever, but our babies is not in the street right now. They're in the house. So we have opportunity to really change mindset. We have the opportunity to do something different.
Amen.
But we got to look at it like it's a do-over. So to take it back is us. You know? We can do it.
Amen.
It's going to be hard because we ain't did it in so long. But guess what? We can do it because they used to do it, and we needed them to do it, because if we had never stopped doing it, we'd be in a different place. And that's another talk on another day.
Yeah.
But you understand what I'm saying? Like, so as crazy as this is, we just embrace it because we know that God has better for us. And we know that every, what they say to it, every death is a baby.
Yeah.
So as many of people are dying, that means babies is coming. As they've been stuck in the house for months and months, babies is coming, trust me. Oh, they coming.
my take it back is to let's get back to looking out for each other, you know. And in my spirit, the caller that was on after Michelle, she needs help, you know, and somebody needs to like look in, you know, and help her out, you know, with whatever it is that she needs, you know. Because
I gotta fix that for a second, because the caller that was on after Michelle was actually one of our hosts, and she wasn't saying that she needed help. What she was saying was that communities are not what they used to be.
I heard her saying they don't speak to each other, you know. Basically it's like.
But if you think about it, people don't speak to each other in any community. Anywhere.
But that's why we just want to change it. That's what I'm talking about.
That's not my community. I'm sorry,
and,
lady.
And we,
that's
yeah,
not
I
my
mean,
community.
We need to my community. That's what I'm saying.
And we need to change it. But
what
I'm saying is, for example, Adrian and I live basically in the same community. We're a few blocks away from each other. Adrian speaks to everybody she sees. I speak to just about everybody I see. We are two people in a community of thousands. And the response that you usually get back is a mumble, a look down, a nothing, or somebody looking at you like you crazy because you said good morning or good afternoon. See, when I was growing up, I was taught something called common courtesy, and that's my take back for today, is common courtesy.
Yes.
That if you are walking down
get it
the
back.
Street and you walk past somebody and your eyes and their eyes make eye contact, you say, good afternoon or good morning or how you doing. Don't mean you fit in a whole no long conversation. It's just called the common courtesy.
Right,
if you're walking down the street and you need to get past somebody, you don't bump past them. You don't catch an attitude like they better get out of my way. You say excuse me or they say excuse me and someone steps aside. Common courtesy. If you are going into a door and you see your elder walking behind you, you don't walk into the door and close it. You hold the door for your elder. If you're going in and you see your elder coming out the door, you don't say, oh, my bad, and push past
it's
your
not
elder.
An elder.
You hold
it's
the door
anybody.
To your for. Excuse me, this is my take it back. You hold the door for your elder. If you see anybody walking behind you and you hold a door, it's called common courtesy. If someone passes something to you, you say thank you. If someone says you offended them in some way, you don't catch an attitude. It's real easy. My bad. Sorry. Didn't mean to. And keep it pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And the blessing is right now. The only people that we have to teach those messages to.
Anymore.
Look, but that's why we're all stuck in our own official houses. So whatever is not getting done, we can get it done. We can make them do it. Why? Because they need it. It's our responsibility.
And TM is
our responsibility. Make it happen.
In the midst of it.
And that's about it. And that's about it, Sister Adrian. Make it happen, you know. And we can make it happen by just continue on doing what we're doing, you know. And in you guys' community, sorry to say this, you know, it's not like a bunch of boozing that's going on, but
you
have to be real, you know. I mean, a bunch of bougie people, and I when I say that, I'm not don't mean to be disrespectful.
What you have to look at is 9 times out of 10 in your community, it's a community where the majority of the people have lived in that community for years.
That's it.
Families know each other. Families have grown up together.
Well, I'm in Ruby in the neighborhood, so.
Most of the communities aren't like that anymore. The ones who did grow up there have sold their houses and moved out. They're renting their houses out to other people. So that neighborly unit of what you are used to. Like if I was to go on to the block that I grew up on and I was to walk those streets, of course everyone speaks to everyone. We all grew up together. All of the families know each other. But in a new neighborhood, that's not what it looks like.
But if they are your neighbors and they live in your hood, you can become neighborly again.
Yeah.
We don't have to stay not talking.
It has to be.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's what I was about to say just then. Although it's not what's happening, it is something that we can make happen again. And the way that we make it happen is we just continue to say, how you doing? Hello.
How you doing? Good morning.
No, thank you. Sorry. Good morning. Let me hold the door for you. We just continue to do it. We continue to show it. Because
but y'all are missing it. We can't go outside.
But there are people outside.
But you're
there
not.
Are,
well, no,
there
no,
are
no.
reasons.
I, that,
there are.
Are we on the air? Because
there are reasons that people are going outside. They're called essential workers. They're called essential life-sustaining situations. Those essential workers in life-sustaining situations, people are going to drugstores, to hospitals for treatment, to supermarkets.
Yes.
I know we got masks over our face. You can still hold the door. You can still nod. You can still say thank you.
But you know what?
Sister Adrian was saying, and I'm not sure exactly where she is, but as Sister Adrian was saying, we are now well into our archives of the show, and we are going to have to close here, but we will pick up where we're leaving off and continue talking about what's going on when we come back to you in 2 weeks. So, Sister Janice, would you like to have any final words? And did we get Sister Adrian back?
Well, I just say just keep doing what we're doing. Just keep being courtesy to people. That's it.
Praise the Lord. Did we get Sister? Okay, I'm not hearing anything. Okay, well, praise the Lord. We want to thank and praise God for everyone, and I just got a text, so we are going to end with this prayer because it was a prayer request that just came in. So we are going to end. I'm trying to see what the can. I want to say a prayer for my former coworker who has COVID. Father God, we come to you this evening just blessing and praising your holy name. We come to you, Father God, standing in the gap for the world, Father, worldwide, in the name of Jesus. We come to you, Father God, because you are greater than COVID-19. Your word says that you are the great physician. Your word says that you sent your son Jesus and that you allowed him to be wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. You said you placed the chastisement of our peace upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, speaking healing over the nations. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we know, God, that you can move right now by your might and your power. We declare and decree over the believer's household, Psalms 91 and 10, that no evil nor sickness shall come or reside in their dwelling places. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak healing in the name of Jesus. We speak a special anointing and a special protection around all first responders and essential workers right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, that you will grant traveling mercies to anyone who must find themselves lost traveling during this situation in the name of Jesus, God. And then, God, I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, for we know that you are going to use this as an opportunity to show your might, to show your hand in the name of Jesus. And although they may not see you as you are in their presence, just as you told Moses to hide in the cleft of the rock and that he could see your hinder part as you passed by, I praise you, God, because they are going to see your hind part as you pass by with the blessings, the anointing, the healing, the peace, the sanctification, and the salvation. It is these and all other blessings we pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, thank you, and thank you each and everyone for joining in with us this evening. We will be back to see you in 2 weeks. God bless you. See you in 2 weeks.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.